Receive my soul. Sometimes I'm discouraged and troubled in soul, but there is a secret place I can go. I just steal away in Jesus, and that's where I'll stay till burdens they are lifted away. His eyes see the storm clouds and the billows that roll, yet his ears ever listen for the cry from below. Then he whispers, "Peace be still now," and the winds must obey till burdens they are lifted away. Burdens are lifted away when Jesus hears somebody say, "Oh Lord, I need help down below, let I stray." Lifted away. Oh Lord, I need help down below, let I stray till burdens they are lifted away.
Thankful for that today. If you have your Bible, the 13th chapter of the book of Acts. 13th chapter of the book of Acts. Whenever I don't have a memory of this, I was the youngest in my family. And there's age difference between my sisters and myself. And I don't have a memory of going to grandmother's house. My grandmothers on both sides were really on up in years, and I barely even remember them. So I don't have a memory of going to grandmother's house. But I do have memories of going to different homes, like aunts or something of this nature, and even our own home of what I'm fixing to say. You ever been out working and you come home and or you have supper cooked, and when you open the door, you know what you smell? My goodness. Thanksgiving time is terrible because you go home and they've been cooking and food's prepared, and you open the door or whatever, and you smell. And whenever that food is just, I think it makes you eat more. I really do. It's just that wonderful smell. And if you thought back in a memory, just then, whenever I said that, then you can kind of relate to something. Some memories are very good for us. Now, I've had troubled times in my life, and you have too. There's days that I've had in my life that I don't want to repeat. But friend, there's days in my life that I'd like to repeat over and over and over again. And I would like to say one day that I got saved was a great day, but listen, most of that day, I can't say anything good about. I can only say the good part is when I got saved. The rest of that part, you know, I was lost. If I'd have died before I got to church, and I didn't know I was going to get saved that night. But if I'd have died that day early, I'd been in hell. But I've had some wonderful days and wonderful memories. Now, the reason why I'm fixing to read a scripture, and y'all know, we when we read scripture, sometimes the Lord just don't let us see things. But sometimes, bang, when he lets us see it, it's an amazing thing. See, church, as I've already mentioned earlier, we take it for granted. We take for granted what God has done whenever he saved your soul. Whenever he saved your soul, that moment, that instant that you became a child of the King, your worries is over. I mean, you can be diagnosed with cancer, be on your deathbed, and your worries is over. I've seen a lot of loved ones pass on, been in the room, been in so many of my loved ones' funeral situations. And boy, those are good days. Why is that? You have a broken heart. But if they've been born again, it's a good day. Now, you got to go back in your mind and remember the times, maybe when you was in church with them, maybe whenever they'd tell you about God, maybe that testimony they'd say, maybe those just little words of encouragement of the times that you've been together. Sometimes some of the greatest memories you've got is some of your loved ones telling them, "Friend, I want you to go and meet me in heaven." What a memory. We can never repeat some things and it be identical. But we can sure repeat the good times that God has blessed us with. I want you to read with me. And I believe Luke was the writer of the book of Acts. You can say what you want. I believe whenever we start reading some of the pages of this, you'll find that the writer knew what it was to be saved. I believe you'll find that he knew more about God than the people could comprehend. So I'm not going to read a lot. I read more than normal, but I'm not going to really focus on a lot to say of a lot of these verses. But this is the writing in verses chapter number 13, verses number 29, and we're going to read a few verses. And when they had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulchre. Now you know who we're talking about. Now you know that when all the scriptures, remember Jesus even said while he was on the cross, it's finished. Now what he was talking about is that plan of salvation, okay? There were still other things to do, but he had a specific plan. Watch. So they took him down from the tree and laid him in a sepulcher. But God raised him from the dead. And when he was seen many days of them which came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, who are his witnesses unto the people, and we declare unto you glad tidings, how that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us, their children, in that he hath raised up Jesus again, as it is also written in the second Psalm, "Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee." And as concerning that he which raised him from the dead, now no more to return to corruption, he said on this wise, "I will give you the sure mercies of David." Wherefore he said also in another Psalm, "Thou shalt not suffer thine Holy One to see corruption." For David, after he had served his own generation by the will of God, fell on sleep and was laid unto his fathers and saw corruption. But he whom God raised again saw no corruption. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. And by him all that believe are justified from all things from which ye could not be justified by the law of Moses. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers and wonders and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which ye shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. Last verse. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for the privilege. God, we know we're unworthy. God, I thank you, Lord, for salvation. And I pray, God, today, oh God, let us all be ready to leave this world. Oh God, let us be knowing, God, that we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, that one day we have a better place to go. Thank you, Lord, our troubles and trials will soon be over. And I thank you, God, that you give us this privilege that we can repent and be saved today. God, lead us in Jesus' name. Amen. It's an unusual thing to say. Unusual. They were gathered in the synagogue. They were gathered, in their terminology, their church. And it was a mixed bag of people. We have mentioned Jews and Gentiles. Mixed bag. You know, I visited a lot of churches over my time, and sometimes when I go to a visiting church, I actually did it in Corinth the other night. I went in, I was a little early, and there wasn't a lot of folks, and so I was going to sit down, and I thought, well, I might sit in somebody's seat. So I asked one of the brothers there, I said, somebody normally sit right here? And he said, well, and when he said, well, then I knew, no, I'm not going to sit there. So he said, well, nobody really sit. And I, boy, that's where I sat. Why is that important? Some folks just are particular where they sit, okay? Me, I'm not. I always sit on the front. Never have a problem with finding this place to sit on the front, okay? It's always empty. If you want to join us, me and Brother Doug would love to have you, okay? But that's just the way life is. But it's things about church. When you go to a visiting church, people are different. People... People sang out of different songbooks. Man, I went in churches sometimes and they'd call out the page number and I look at it and think, oh, Lord, what in the world is that? Don't ask me to lead it. You see, we have different songbooks. We have different ways of praying. Sometimes when you go to church, you feel uncomfortable. Sometimes when you go to church, you feel like a stranger. And boy, if the Lord was to say to get up and testify, oh my goodness, it'd scare you to death. You see, sometimes when we go to church with strangers, you feel barriers. I don't know if I can explain that any better, but sometimes you feel barriers. But you know what it's like when you go to church when you feel at home? Now, I don't encourage you to take your shoes off, but that's what I do when I get home, and them shoes come off. The reality of it is it's a wonderful thing whenever you can go to church and feel comfortable, in other words, and let God have His way, and you know God's going to have His way. Man, that's when I like going to church. Now, here's the Scripture. The Scripture says these Jews, and he repeats, and we're going to repeat a couple of things, but here these Jews, they're hearing the message that we're hearing, and he talks about some things. And in each one of those categories of things that he talks about, the Jews hear it, and they're just kind of numb to it. In fact, listen, if you don't believe it, they're numb to it. Listen to what he said in the very first one that we read. When he had fulfilled all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree, they laid him into the sepulchre, but God raised him from the dead. Now, there they lost all the Jews. The Jews right there, they didn't believe that the Messiah had come. They still don't believe that stuff. They believe Jesus was a good man. But here we've got the very first words that come out, and we're hearing of the Lord Jesus Christ dying on Calvary's cross, dying on that cross, and as soon as he died, they laid him in the sepulcher, and guess what? 3 days later, God resurrects him from the dead. We call it a resurrection. Amen. Now, me and you like it. We love to hear about the resurrection of the Lord. We love to know what goes on whenever you die in this world. You got a better place to go. Man, I can sit here and listen to that all day long. Amen. Watch this. Here's these Jews. They don't get excited. They don't get enthused. They listen to that and they just sitting there like a knot on a log. If you ever sitting like a knot on a log in church, shame on you. And they're hearing all that. And when it come time to dismiss, them Jews was the first ones to hit the door. Watch out, boy, I'm glad I've been run over so many times, folks leaving church. That's the reason I'm so short I am today. I've been run over so much. Why? Some folks can't wait to get out of church. Well, them Jews had left. And that verse reads, so the Gentiles said, would it be okay if the next Sabbath day we hear that again? I don't know if I read that correct, did I? The Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath. In fact, next Sunday, write this down, we're going to be right back in this same verse. We're going to repeat this over. It's recorded. We're just going to play it on our screen that I've been told we're going to not get, okay? And we're going to play it, and I'm just going to sit there in front row, and we're going to repeat the same words. Man, folks would say, I got a better place to go than I got church. I don't want to hear that over again. You know what's happened? The Gentiles were hungry. They were hungry. Hungry for the word. Remember that smell going into that house? Man, it didn't matter what was being cooked. It didn't matter what kind of dessert you might. Whatever you smelled, all of a sudden them taste buds got in that mouth and you was rip snoring, ready to eat, get my plate, let me fill it up. That's what you felt whenever you went in grandma's house. And when you come to the house of God like these Gentiles, they said, would you mind, let's go back to the Sabbath day and let's repeat the same thing over again. Sometimes I think we've just lost our hunger for what God has brought us through. I've been kidding, and I kidded Jackson before he left, and Aaron, I haven't bothered near as much as I did Jackson. But the reality of it was when they're going off in basic training, whenever I went from Larry and others here, that Vernon and others that have been into the military service, when you go to basic training, there's no way of ever warning nobody. There's no way of telling. You just have to experience it. I'm thinking, my goodness, you're going to die. And if this boy ain't scared to death right now, Johnny on the spot next week, he's going to figure out the preacher was right. For once in his life, the preacher was right. Because you're going to feel like you've lost every friend in the world, and ain't you glad to know that even no matter the circumstances, the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. I believe sometimes we lose a hunger for the will of God to be done in our life, and the will of God sometimes is letting God be with us every day of our life, on the good days and on the bad days. Sometimes we just need a dose of Jesus died on the cross for my sins. Sometimes we need to know that Resurrection Sunday, friend, when we talk about Easter Sunday, when we talk about Resurrection Sunday, we need to talk about the good things of God and what God has done for us. And them Jews sat there like a knot on a log. Would you like to hear something repeated again? Listen to what they said. This, you probably wasn't paying no attention while I was reading, but listen to what was said. We talked about the resurrection, but let's go down just a little bit further where it says, verse 33, God hath fulfilled the same thing unto us, their children, in that he raised up Jesus again. Well, maybe they didn't get it the first time. Maybe them folks didn't hear it. You ever been in church and not hear what's going on? Oh, yeah. You ever been in church when somebody gets up and testify and they get up and they're getting old big way of happy sing and shouting and, man, they just having a good time and go. And you think, what did they say? Friend, it don't really matter what they had to say as long as they're letting God have his way in their life. You see, sometimes our testimony is only for us. Sometimes what we have experienced in God makes us want to stand and shout, makes us want to rejoice. Friend, because I'm saved today is because Jesus was resurrected by God himself. Get him up out of that grave. You know hell couldn't hold the Lord. But if hell could hold the Lord, it will surely hold me and you. I'm glad to know that I'm saved. And Jews didn't listen to that. Go a little bit further. Here's what I didn't understand, but the more I listen to it. Bible says in verses 38, be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Be it known unto you this day. Be it known unto you this day, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin. You're talking to a bunch of folks that believe that Jesus was a good man. You're talking to a bunch of folks that don't believe that Jesus was a savior of the world. But here are some Gentiles. Remember what Jesus had to say a little bit earlier? We get to hear this. He came unto his own, which was the Jews, and his own received him not. Now, if we end that right there, we're all doomed. But the Bible says, but because of that, because they rejected him, the door of salvation opened up to as many as will receive him. The door of salvation opened up to another category of people. And guess what? There's two categories of people in this world. Not black, not white. I'm talking about Jew or Gentile. Jews turned him away and said, no, he turned unto the Gentiles. Friend, this verse right here got the ear of the Gentile. They done heard something that all of a sudden, folks that are Jews are blinded to Jesus. But I'm glad to know that Jesus opened up my hearing so that I could hear him speak to my heart, my soul. And because of that door opening to me, I have the opportunity to be saved. Now, time's not going to let me finish, but let me share with you something. When that door opened up, these Gentiles didn't know how to go to church. Now, them Jews had it all figured out. They go, they leave their money to door. Now, that's just the way they did in those days. They left their money to door. Men sat on one side and women sat on the other side. They knew how to go to church and they go there and they make sure that priest knew what to offer unto God. So they bring their sacrifice. They bring that sacrifice and that priest had a job to take that blood and be able to go back there in that holy of holies. Them Jews had it all figured out. Friend of mine, once a year, he was covered and he made sure it happened year after year after year. All you could live like a devil, but when you take care of it on that once a year deal, everything was good. Those Gentiles wasn't church raised. They never sacrificed. They never brought a sacrifice. They didn't know what it was to separate in church. Remember, if you're a heathen coming to church, you don't know how to act. You don't know how to feel. You don't know where to sit. You don't know if you're sitting in somebody's seat. You feel uncomfortable in church. There's so many things wrong. But friend, all of a sudden, they're hearing a word that sinks into their heart. In fact, when the Holy Spirit begins to speak to us, it's strange. All of a sudden, you feel guilty when there's no reason to feel guilty. Unless you've been showed your ways. Those Gentiles didn't know how to go to church, and they didn't know when to go to church. You remember what they said? It said, would it be possible if we could meet again on the Sabbath day? They didn't know what day to go. They just followed along with where they went to church. They went to the place that they went to church. They went on the day that they went to church. Me and you don't go on the Sabbath day. We may think it, but no, it's our Sabbath. The reality is we go on the first day of the week. Not the last. That was yesterday. Friend, we go on the first day of the week. Them folks didn't even know to go to church on the right day. It'd be like you showing up yesterday. You ever went to church on the wrong day? Lord, I hope I don't do that. It's a bad sign when that happens. Truth and reality, the Gentiles had nothing to do with knowing about God. Ain't you glad sometimes you just need to repeat where God has brought you from? Used to be on Saturday night, what would people do? You used to be how many people would get out drunk and they did it and carouse around. Nowadays, it's the drug scene. Everybody does those drugs and they get out there and they party all weekend. And friend, you think they're going to go to church on Sunday morning after all that partying they've been out there doing in the world and thinking that's the way to live and that's the way to do. People lie like a dog and they'll do like the world does, and they just think they're having a time of their life. But friend of mine, let God get a hold of them just one moment. And let's tell them about Jesus dying on the cross, resurrecting from the dead. And not only that, speaking to folks like David in the Old Testament, but speaking to folks that maybe I don't understand. All those folks in the Bible, they're Jews. And here I am, a Gentile. But all of a sudden, God opened the door. I may not understand all about Abraham. I may not understand all about David. But I sure like to understand more about Jesus. And when that door opened up, they just asked a simple request. And that request, and I've got to read one more verse, but I want you to listen to it. Their request was, when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that the words might be preached unto them the next Sabbath. Now, when the congregation was broken up, meaning the Jews and religious proselytes, followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. Wait a minute. Something just messed up. Here's our Jews. But they're talking to him, saying, speaking to them, persuading them to continue in the grace of God. Now, what is that grace? That grace is an unmerited favor of God. That grace is salvation brought down to ignorant, unlearned, uneducated Gentiles. In fact, we don't have to distinguish between Jew and Gentile. Do you know a Jew can get saved just like us Gentiles today? You see, we can't go their route. But they can come our route. We go to the temple and we try to offer a sacrifice and we try to, it won't work for us. But friend of mine, we can come to an old-fashioned altar and friend, it'll work for us and it'll work for them. Amen. Listen, they talk about the grace of God, but that's not it. Look a little bit further. And the next Sabbath, okay, 1 week. The next Sabbath. Folks, there's a lot of things that went on in that week. Those Jews had 1 week to figure out what's going on with these folks. You know what a difference a Sunday makes? Can people change in a week? We can leave here today and come back next Sunday, and circumstances and examples right here can change drastically. Well, it's already been mentioned. We got some folks that's back today, and Lord, we look around and we got all kinds of folks that's missing today. But the reality of it is, we don't know what one Sunday might bring no trouble to the next Sunday might bring a whole bunch of trouble. Watch this. So the Bible says they had talked to them, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the Word of God. Almost. In fact, I don't know how they gathered in one church, unless it's a small city. Because, friend, everybody that was anybody was at church on that day. There was Jews, there was Gentile alike, and the only reason the Jews came is because of the Gentiles. Oh, sure, there was going to be those that going. Friend, there's some folks that's going to come to church every time the church doors is open. Yes, sir. But there are some folks that'll only come to church when there's something else to see. Something else. Did you hear? So-and-so's preacher, he's going to show up. And boy, they might show up then. But right now, we got everybody, almost the whole city. When you got the whole city coming to church, what exciting message do we need to preach? Now, there's a lot of preachers in this world. A lot of preachers in this world, their message may be very dramatic. We don't have any smoke or none of that stuff, so we're not going to miss out. We don't have a lot of stuff, so we're basically one step away from being outside, okay? The reality of, we're not here to show. I don't. But the reality of it is, when you come to church, that preacher, if he's got the whole city, he's going to bring something spectacular to try to get them back the next week. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the offering plate that day? Oh, it was good. Baptist folks, they start drooling, think about how much offering. But listen to me now. You know what message was preached from people like Paul, Barnabas, Luke, or anybody else? The message was Jesus died on the cross for mine and your sins. You know, every service we ought to think about what Jesus did for you. When we sang that song, what a day that'll be. That day wouldn't be possible if we didn't have Jesus. Friend, our loved ones that's done gone on before us, we can sing that song, I got a glad reunion day. I can sit there and go thing after thing. You see, sometimes when we go to church, we take it for granted. Because, you know, the old, like I said last week, and I'm going to repeat it and repeat it. I got saved and the old pew turned around backwards. I'm thankful that I got saved. Amen. I'm thankful. I couldn't tell you the preacher's name. I still don't know. Didn't ever ask. Preacher wasn't important to me. Jesus was important to me. The reason why we need to repeat it, it's because, friend of mine, there's some folks hadn't heard it before. And on that second Sunday, almost the whole town come to church that day. Wow. It's not about numbers. It's about the message that goes into the heart. I'll use this. A scripture says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. Now, we can put any kind of application you want to on that verse, but you listen to me. When the Word of God is delivered, when that Word of God is preached, that Word does not return void. It goes out. And a friend of mine, you might think, well, what's the sense in having church if we're going to have church for a handful? If I was a discerner and knew the heart of man, I could probably answer that and give you the correct answer on what to do. But since I'm not, God knows what it accomplishes, whether we have 10 in church or we have 100 in church. God knows what you need today. And sometimes you just need to repeat what God has done for you. You know, if you've never been saved, you're kind of almost like a Jew today. Not literally, but in their thinking. Because the Jews didn't really comprehend what was going on. Because especially when you start talking about the grace of God, a Jew didn't understand the grace of God. If you talk about the saving power of the Lord Jesus, there's a lot of folks that don't understand that today. And if you talk about repenting of your sins, you think, well, what I got to give, what I got to do. A friend of mine, Jesus did it all. Just come and accept what He already did. If you're not where you need to be with God, maybe we need to repeat again. I got saved at an old-fashioned altar. Guess what? You can get saved there. I can pray a prayer that I don't not repeat after me. You pray a prayer that God wants you to pray. Friend of mine, I'm just here if you need somebody to give you a little help and direction along the way. But friend, Jesus is the one that'll save you. Let's have a song, Brother Gray. Repeat. Repeat it again. Let's just do it again. Lord willing, Lord gives us help. About next Sunday, I plan on being back here. But if something changes and God calls me home, church will still be going on next Sunday. There'll be somebody here to preach. There'll be somebody here to do something. But the message will not be about, oh, poor old Brother Tally. The message will be Jesus died on Calvary's cross to save man. And friend, He'll save your soul if you just trust Him. May we stand on our feet. Sing a verse of a song. If you'll come to know Him and the free pardon of sin, come today.